The Mishnah, I'm going to start from the top a little bit. The Mishnah speaks about a psul of a sukkah above 20 amos. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. There are three opinions that are offered in the Bavli as to what the nekudas hamachlokas is. The first opinion is that of Rabbah, who says that the reason why the Chachamim passed a sukkah above 20 amos is because the Torah says, Laman yedu derosechem. You have to be able to notice the schach when you walk into the sukkah, and therefore, sukkah above 20 amos, you're not going to see. The second opinion is that of Rabbi Zeira, which is that you have to be yoshev b'tzel schach. And once the sukkah gets to be a certain height, there's no tzel schach, it's tzel defanos. It's not that you have to be benefiting from the schach, but the schach has to be roy to benefit from. And finally came Rava's opinion, which is that the reason why the Chachamim passed the schach above 20 amos is because to build put schach above 20 amos, you need to have a sukkah be a diras keva, because a diras arai, maybe it's possible to make a diras arai, maybe not, but normally to make a dira above 20 amos, you require something to be a diras arai. So there's a machlokas of Tosus and the Ritva, whether or not it's possible even to build a sukkah above 20 amos when it's a diras arai. But either way, those are the three opinions. The opinion of, ultimately, we're going to talk about Mukhazir, the machlokas, the Rif, and the others, but ultimately the Psach Halacha will be like Rava. But even though we don't pass like Rava, so we saw yesterday actually that the Bach points out that that the Tur's Arichos Lashon, talking about the reason behind Sukkah, would suggest that he holds that apart in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kitikuna, in its fullest form, when you walk into a Sukkah, you actually have to think about why you're sitting in the Sukkah. Not just kasher tzivan yesham lokai, it's a mitzvah, I'm doing it, that's obviously the basic havana, but you also have to have lemanye du dorosechem, kivasukos hashavdeis b'nei Yisrael, and he draws a parallel to tefillin, lemantia teras Hashem beficha, and parallel to tzitzis, lemantis geruv asisemes komitz osai. So even if we don't ultimately accept Rabbah, that lemanye du dorosechem, according to the Bach, actually does leave an impact. The Gemara then goes on to quote three statements in the name of Rav, as to the not commenting on the first three Amoraim who are offering reasons, but rather qualifying the Mishnah as to when a sukkah is pasul above 20 amos. The first shita is that a sukkah is only pasul above 20 amos if the defanos don't reach the schach. But if the defanos reach the schach, even the Chachamim are modeh to Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah could be of 20 amos. And that, the Gemara says, follows Rabba's opinion, because if the walls reach the schach, then your eyes, you look at the walls, your eyes rise to the top, and you see the schach. The second opinion in the name of Rav is, one of them is Rav Huna, one of them I don't remember, and the last one is Rav Hanan by Rava. So the second opinion is that Rav says it's only, the machlokas is only if the sukkah is less than dalad al dalad amos, but if it's more than dalad al amos, even the Chachamim agreed that the schach can be of 20 amos. And the Gemara clarifies that even this Tana believes that the sukkah is kosher once it's 7 al 7 tfachim, but you can't make the schach of 20 amos until it actually reaches the sheer dalad al dalad amos. And the Gemara says that it presumably is in accordance with, it's assuming Rabbi Zeira's opinion, that the reason why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible is because you don't have tzel schach, and once the sukkah is big enough, you will have tzel schach inside the sukkah. The Gemara quotes a third opinion, which is that of Rav Chanan bar Rava, who says that the machlokas reviewed in the Chachamim is limited to the minimum shear of sukkah, rosha ruva v'shulchana. But if it's more than rosha ruva v'shulchana, so then is kosher even if it's above 20 amos. We never noted in shear, but incidentally, you could have actually argued that rosha ruva v'shulchana, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, is not the minimum shear sukkah. You could argue that maybe he holds like Beis Hillel, the minimum shir sukkah is Rosh HaVarubo, and the machlokas is may Rosh HaVarubo ad Rosh HaVarubo Shulchano, but anything that's larger than Rosh HaVarubo Shulchano is actually kosher. I think you can't actually argue that, but I'm surprised nobody raised that issue. But be it as it may, so Rav Chanan bar Rava says that it's only if it's the minimum shir sukkah of 7 on 7 tvachim, but once it's larger than that, you can make it above 20 amos. And the Gemara just observes it doesn't fit with any of the three reasons that are offered in Amar Aleph, not with Rabba, not with Rabbi Zeira, and not with Rava. Tosus offers an explanation because when it's that small and that tall, it's like a lulav shel tarnugolim. As we'll see a little bit later, the Ravid offers a very different explanation in order to deal with some of the issues that he's dealing with. The Gemara then goes on to quote the story of Heleni Hamalka, which would seem to demonstrate the fact that she sat in a sukkah above 20 amos, would seem to demonstrate that the Shita of Dalal al Dalamas is not correct, because a Malka is not going to sit in a sukkah that's that small. And eventually, but whereas a Malka might sit in a sukkah, that's above, that has that the Fanos don't reach the Schach. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue whether or not that sukkah would have been kosher. Lamaskana, the Gemara says that the Dalal al Dalamas was the Kitona that Hileni sat in, but of course the sukkah was bigger than that. The Gemara doesn't bother to deal with the question of how would you fit the sheet of Rav Chanan bar Rava in the name of Rav into the story of Hileni Malka. Rashi just says it doesn't fit. It's clear that's against it, which is actually exactly what the Yerushalmi says. Okay. The Yerushalmi in Sukkah raises the issue of the relationship between Mavui, which has the same achlokas of Psula about 20 Amos, and Sukkah. Ultimately, the Yerushalmi, initially the Yerushalmi wanted to equate the two, wanted to say that the machlokas here is the same as machlokas in Erevin. As we pointed out, it would seem that the understanding of the Yerushalmi initially was that the concept of sukkah, schach about 20 amos, is possible because there's no heker, which is what's required by Mavi, which essentially is Rabba Shita. The Yerushalmi eventually rejects it by outlining many, many differences between the din of Mavui and the din of Sukkah, I mean the din of Korah and the din of the Schach, whereas in many cases that the Schach is kosher and the Mavui, the Korah, is no good, and vice versa. And therefore, you can't assume that the two are one and the same. Then the Yerushalmi moves on to the possibility, doesn't address it frontally, that perhaps a bias above 20 amos or above 20 amos would not be chayav in a mezuzah. The Yerushalmi there seems to be assuming something about dira. It assumes that a dira above 20 amos is not a dira for some reason, in which the Yerushalmi seems to respond that there's a difference between bias and dira. There's a difference between something that's fundamentally kavua, something that is not kavua, and then Yerushalmi struggles with that and doesn't come to a clear maskana. We know that that seems to approximate mostly the opinion of Rava, who assumes that the machlokas is about diras keva versus diras arai. Then the Yerushalmi essentially quotes, I don't remember his name, Rabbi Zeira's opinion, that it's an issue of tzel, and if the sukkah is above, it quotes a dal of al amas being the shear, and if the sukkah is large enough, then you'll have tzel sukkah, won't be a problem. And then the Yerushalmi quotes the opinion of Rav Chanan, not his name, but Rav Chanan bar Rava in the name of Rav, and the Yerushalmi then quotes the story of Hileni HaMalka to reject it. Okay, so the Yerushalmi really, in its own way, grapples with the same questions in the Bavli, and as I've suggested before, it is conceivable that the I don't know if the Amoraim, but maybe the Amoraim had the material from Eretz Yisrael, maybe the Misadriya. So you have the material from Eretz Yisrael, and some of the Bavli may be viewed as an interpretation of what's going on in the Yerushalmi. The last topic that we dealt with in our sugya is the question of Psak Halacha. So the bottom line Psak Halacha of the almost all of the Rishonim, with the exception of the Raivin that we've seen, the Psak of the Tur, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, is that is like Rava. Number one, we paskin like the Chachamim, that a schach above 20 amos is no good. And number two, we paskin like Rava, that the reason is because of diras ro'i, to be ro'i l'diras arai, and above 20 amos is not ro'i l'diras arai. It matters as a nafkamina, because according to Rava, no sukkah above 20 amos would ever be kosher. Anytime the gap between the schach and the floor is above 20 amos, by definition, it's called a diras keva, and therefore, it's no good for sukkah. So that's how we paskin. But there was actually a machlokas arishonim, Rabba, and whether we paskin like Rabba or Rava. And the Rif quotes those who paskin like Rabba for a number of reasons. And the Rif says he doesn't think that's correct. He thinks that we paskin like Rava because, number one, hilchasa kavasarai, and number two, because the sukkah, the sugya of sukkah taha sukkah is in accordance with the opinion of Rava. The Rif doesn't explain why that is so. However, the Balamor came along and said, spent a lot of time demonstrating that, in fact, we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, because there's one sugya in later in the parak where one Amora is doresh publicly that you can sleep in a kila in a sukkah even though there's a gag, even though it's 10 tefachim tall. And the Gemara says that must be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And why didn't he say halachic Rabbi Yehuda? And the Bavli says he could have, but Rabbi Yehuda, who said his shita by Hayashain tachas amit on a sukkah, so there you might have said that there, that's considered the ohel of the mita underneath is not mevatel the ohel of the sukkah, because the bed wasn't made for the space underneath it. Whereas the kila was made for the space underneath it, and you would have thought that's an ohel hasher to mevatel the other ohel. That's why the Amora tells you no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no ohel arai be it a mita, be it a kila, will ever be mevatel the ohel kevav sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So those who wanted to paskin that way, and the Balamor quotes a number of rayas, a number of other sugyas that we don't paskin that way. The one sugya that is particularly relevant in terms of paskining like Rava, so either the Rif or the Balamor quoted, Abayish Shita. Right? Abayi says in Daf Zayin that the following five or six Tanaim all hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, and he counts Rabbi Yehuda Var Mishnah, and he doesn't mention the Chacham Var Mishnah. Hence, you see that Rabbi Yehuda, who passels about 20 Amos, is because Diras Keva Be'inan, and the Chachamim, Yehuda's Machshir called Diras Keva Be'inan, and the Chachamim, who passel, hold that in Diras Rai Be'inan. The Balamor himself says he doesn't know what the Ris Raya is, what the Ris Raya is from the Sugya of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. So here is the crucial nakuda that emerges from the Rif and the Baal HaMor in order to understand the Ravid. The Rif and the Baal HaMor both assume that the only Amora who holds that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about Diras Keva versus Diras Arai is Rava. Because according to Rava and Rabbi Zera's explanation of the first Mishnah, the Chachamim are machshir at Diras Keva when you make it big enough, when you either make the Fanus reach the Schach, or if you make the Sukkah more than 4 Amos, then the Chachamim say, above 20 Amos is good. And if that's the case, according to Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about whether Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Diras, Arai. Everybody holds Diras, Keva, Be'inan. That was the assumption that the Rif and the Baal HaMor and ultimately the Chachamim will work with as well. The Ravid, however, challenges that assertion. And he challenges it, firstly, he goes about it in two ways. The first way, which he deals very quickly, but it's a very limited way, is to argue that, Einachanami, you're right, maybe Rabbi and Rabbi Zera would say that everybody holds Diras Keva Be'inan. And then the question is, why did Abaye in the Shita on Daf Zayin only list the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah if everybody in the first Mishnah holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan? Because everybody agrees that if you make a Sukkah which is more than 4 Amos, and the Fanus HaMagir Slach Schach, both Rabbi and Rabbi Zera would agree that it's a Kasher Sukkah. Only Rava would disagree. So why, in fact, did they only list, if Abaye, who asked the Kasha and Rava, did not accept Rava's Teretz, why did he paskin what the Rabbi Yehuda was Diras Keva Be'inan? Everybody's Diras Keva Be'inan. So the Rabbi says, Einachanami, because the reason is not befavorish for the Chacham, it's not explicit, that ukimta of Rav, that qualification, therefore, he just said Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is clear. Rabbi Yehuda holds some sukkah. Once you hold that some sukkah above 20 amos is kasher, it means you hold the Diras Keva Be'inan. That's what the Ravid said in the first approach. In the Ravid's second approach, however, he totally upended all of those assumptions. The Ravid said, that's no. That it's clear from the start that I'm going to say it this way, even though Ravid didn't say it explicitly. Just because you hold that a sukkah can be built above 20 amos does not automatically mean that you hold sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. And his raya to that, or his suggestion for that, is the sheet of Rechanan Barava. Rechanan Barava says that if the sukkah is more than 7 on 7 tfachim, it's not the minimum size, so you're allowed to build it taller than 20 amos. So the Ravid says, according to Rechanan Barava, he thinks that the Chachamim hold that sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. But it's not the Nekuda Samachlokas in our Mishnah. What's the Nekuda Samachlokas in our Mishnah? So I'm going to explain the way Yair did, which is, the Chachamim, who normally hold Diras Arai Be'inan, in general you can make that way, so they are afraid that when you build this sukkah, because you're building it so small, you're going to do a sloppy job, and it's going to fall over, and it's not even going to be a Diras Arai, it's not going to be Roy Ledir at all. And Rabbi Yehuda believes that no, that once you're building a sukkah, you build the Diras Keva, and it doesn't matter how tall you build it, you just build stronger foundations, because a sukkah by definition is Diras Keva. And therefore, the Nekuda Samachlokas in this Mishnah is not about whether sukkah is Diras Arai, Diras Keva, it's about whether or not you're gozer in this particular situation. But Einachanami, you could actually have a sukkah above 20 amos, even if in fact you hold sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan, and he even suggests for Rav Chanan bar Rava that if you built the sukkah really strong, maybe he would hold that it's, you know, if you really made it chazak, it would be good somehow above 20 amos. But the bottom line of all of this from the Ravid is that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham and whether sukkah Diras Arai, sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, but it's not rooted in the first Mishnah. I mean, it's not, the Nekudas HaMachlokas in the first Mishnah is not about that, it's about whether you make a gzera on a certain kind of sukkah. That being the case, once you say that, it is possible for Abaye to reject Rava and still hold that there's a machlokas for Yehuda and the Chachamim about Sukkah Diras Arai Diras Keva. Namely, he reads the Mishnah like Rechanan bar Rava. And therefore, every sugya in our Masechta, which assumes that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham about Diras Arai Diras Keva, doesn't have to be Aliba Davaye. It could be even Aliba the Rechanan Barava. And as I said in Shir yesterday, it might even be that once the Ravid realizes that according to Rechanan Barava, you can have a sukkah above 20 amos, even though you hold Diras Arai Be'inan, it might be true that for Rabbi and Rav Zeira, the same thing holds. That just because Rabbi and Rav Zeira allow a certain kind of sukkah above 20 amos, for Rabbi, namely when the walls reach the Schach, and for Rav Zeira, when you make it big enough so you're in the Tel Schach, they also might hold Diras Arai Be'inan according to the Chachamim. It's just that there's a different consideration in the sukkah. You'd have to be able to see the schach, or you have to be sitting in the tzel of the schach. And if that is the case, what the Ravid Lamaskana would be, that there is, in fact, all of the Amoraim could believe that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree about Diras Kava Diras Arai, but everybody except for Rabbah thinks that that's not in the Kudas HaMachlokas in the first Mishnah. Now, what drove the Ravid to this so-called insanity, which is very dachuk, very forced? What drove the Ravid was the second half, which was the sugya of sukkah tachas sukkah. Now, as I mentioned before, the Baal HaMor did not know what the Ris Raya was from that sugya. No idea. The Muchamos, which we'll mention later, had an interpretation. But the Ravid has his own interpretation. Based upon his interpretation of the Rif, and based upon one assumption that the Ravid makes generally about Shitas Rava, the Ravid creates all sorts of problems. Rava Shita was that you can't have Schach above 20 Amos, because Schach above 20 Amos, by definition, necessitates walls that are Keva. What happens if you build a sukkah where the walls are super tall, but you put the Schach below 20 Amos, you recess the Schach? The Ravid started out by assuming, number one, that Rava would hold that the sukkah's psula, and number two, that that was exactly the principle that the Rif used to prove his own position, that would pass him like Rava, sukkah tachas sukkah. Namely, in a case where the schach is above 20 amos from the ground, but within 20 amos of the lower schach, where the Gemara says both sukkos are psulos. And the Ravid says, the Rif proved from that, that Hilchasa Karava. Why? Because if the upper schach is 20 amos above the ground, but it's within 20 amos of the lower schach, according to Rabbah, the upper sukkah should be good. Why? Because when you're standing on the schach, the lower sukkah, how much is the schach above you? How far it is? Less than 20 amos. You can see it. Leman yedu derasechem. But according to Rabbah, in order to put any schach above 20 amos, it means that the walls of your sukkah are more than 20 amos tall. So even if you have the schach lower than 20 amos, the Ravid says, it's puzzle. Why? Because you have walls that are keva. Now, the Ravid then points out that this also creates all sorts of problems for the rif within the sukkah itself. With the lower sukkah issue, I'm not going to reiterate that now, but it creates all sorts of problems. And then the Ravid points out there's so many sugyas in the Perek that are against Rava based upon this, where you have walls above 20 amos, schach below 20 amos, and we say that the schach is kasher. The Ravid says, according to Rava, it's possible. The case of Itzdaba, as an example, we haven't learned that Gemara yet, is a case where from the Itzdaba, the surface of the Itzdaba to the schach is less than 20 amos, but the walls are more than 20 amos, and we say it's kasher. So you see, not according to Rava. And then the Ravid says, and if you want to be dochek and say that the Rif would hold that according to Rava, that we don't care how big the walls actually are. All we care is what kind of walls does that schach need. And if there's less than 20 amos between the schach and the floor, whatever the floor is, we don't care how long the defanos actually are. If that's the case, so you solve all the problems for the rif, but then his proof from the sugya of sukkah tachas sukkah collapses. Because once you have the lower schach and the upper schach within 20 amos, even though the upper schach itself is more than 20 amos from the ground and it requires solid walls that are 20 amos, according to Rabbah, the schach should be good. Why? Because there's less than 20 amos between the lower and the upper. And according to Rabbah, it should be good. Because the distance between the lower and the upper only really necessitates the fanos of 20 amos. In other words, schach haro'i the fanos which are less than 20 amos. So the Ravid says at the end of the day, the Rif's entire proof from the sugya collapses if you read Rabbah in the way that won't make every other sugya against the Rif. So the Ravid says, the Ravid thinks that his original understanding of Rava is correct, that I don't care where you put the schach. If the defanos are more than 20 amos, it's game over for Rava. All these sugyas are against Rava, including sukkah tachas sukkah, and thus says the Ravid, we paskin like Rava. The Mechamos just provides two very important additional details. Number one, he responds to a question that we discussed somewhat. We pointed to sort of a global problem in the sugya of sukkah diras keva be'inhan, sukkah diras arai be'inan, and that is, how do you know, just because you allow a sukkah above 20 amos, how do you know that you hold sukkah diras keva be'inan? In other words, the Chachamim who passed above 20 amos hold, yes, Sukkah Diras Arayim. Therefore, you can't make it above 20 amos. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can have Sukkah Diras Arayim, or you can have Sukkah Diras Keva. That's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mandate that you make the Sukkah above 20. So the Ramban said, no, Mistama, if in fact you believe that there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Sukkah Diras Arayim, so presumably when you read the Psukim, you have to fall in one category or the other. You either hold Sukkah Diras Arayim, or you hold this Diras Keva. You can't hold that it's either. And therefore, even though from the first Mishnah you may not see that Sukkah Diras Keva be'inan, but nonetheless, and nobody says you have to make the Sukkah above 20 Amos, even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Nonetheless, there are other instances where Rabbi Yehuda would say Sukkah Diras Keva be'inan, if you didn't actually have a particular feature in the Sukkah, it would in fact be Psula. Now, the second thing the Milchamos adds, the second thing, yes, yeah.
Oops, on that point, is that the Ramban explaining something that is obvious to us from the beginning, or is that the Ramban having a shita that's interesting and...
Well, I don't know if I would say it was obvious. The question was obvious from the beginning. And what we said in Shir yesterday for the first time in the entire Zman was that this is an inherent problem in the Sugya. When Abaye collects Shitos that all say Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, all except Rabbi Yehuda are postling something. Which means that those Tanaim certainly requires Diras Sukkah Keva. You can't have a round Sukkah. It can't be on top of a, it can't be blown away with a Ruach Metsuya of the Yam. Etc. But it means that the other Shita holds Diras Arai Be'inan, but they don't really hold Diras Arai Be'inan, because you don't have to have a round sukkah. You don't have to have a sukkah that can withstand Ruach Metsuya of the Am, but you can, right? You can have a square sukkah, right? You can have a sukkah that's much more than 4 or 4 amos. So therefore, by definition, whenever you have a machlokas about an issue, and we're going to say that Sukkah Diras Arayim, Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, the Shita that is permissive, by definition, is not really going to hold Be'inan. He's going to look like he holds optional. The Shita that passes something will say Be'inan. Okay, so anyway, so the Ramban himself suggests that the Raya from the Sugya of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah that the Rif had in mind was the final stage of the Sugya, where you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that Shmuel explains as follows. The Rabbi Yehuda said, by a Sukkah Tacha Sukkah, in the Yirin Ba'al the Tachtonus Kshera. And the Gemara ends up saying that what the machlokas is about is a situation, the top Sukkah is obviously Ru'ya L'dira, but the lower Schach cannot, a Sukkah cannot hold up a person living in the upper Sukkah except for Ayyadei Adcha. And in that case, that's called the Diras Arai, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. And therefore, the upper Sukkah is no good, therefore you have a lower Sukkah. And the Chachamim, who passel the lower Sukkah, it's because that's a case, by the way, where you actually have Diras Arai, Diras Keva, Be'inan on both sides. Each one passels the other one's Sukkah here. Right? In one case, the Chachamim might be Machshir, the Sukkah Elyona, Rabbi Yehuda would passel it. And in that same case, Rabbi Yehuda would be Machshir, the Sukkah Tachtona, and the Chachamim would passel it. So in that case, the Chachamim say, since the floor of the upper sukkah, which is the schach of the lower sukkah, is roi lekabel ayidei adchak, since sukkah only needs to be diras arai, the upper sukkah is in fact kshera. That's what the Ramban says was the raya to the rif, and if that's the case, it's totally different than what the Ravid suggested, and all the Ravid's questions don't get off the ground. The last thing that we spoke about very briefly yesterday was our discussion about the nature of schach above 20 amos, which is a very fitting end to this sugya. What is the nature of schach above 20 amos? Do we say that schach above 20 amos is simply not schach? Or do we say that schach above 20 amos is schach posel? What's the nafgamina in this hakira? So the nafgamina would be, what happens if you have schach above 20 amos, which is chamasa meruba mitzilasa? If it's tzilasa meruba mechamasa, then it has the din of sukkah, and if it's above 20 amos, it will be no good. For whatever reason, the sukkah above 20 amos is no good, and the sukkah underneath it will also be no good because of sukkah tachas sukkah. But what happens if you have a lower sukkah within 20 amos, and the upper sukkah, the schach, is above 20 amos, but it is chamasa meruba mitzilasa? So it's not a sukkah. So the question is, does that upper schach passel the schach below the same way that a tree would? So here the Baal HaMor's girsa in the Gemara was that in fact no. That we're not concerned about, we're not going to be goes there. In this case, schach pasul mitzdarach l'schach kosher, let's say atu, the tree case, and we're not going to pasul it, we're not going to say schach pasul is mitzdarach l'schach kosher, because it's not schach pasul above 20 amos. And that's the Baal HaMor's girsa in our Gemara, as most of the Kisvei'at have, and the Ravid, who has what's in our printed text, and what Rashi emends the text, it seems to be, is that no, that of course schach above 20 amos will passel the schach directly below it. The question, the havamina of the Gemara is that you might have passeled the sukkah tachtona when the sukkah ayona, where it's chamasa ru mitzilasa, so it's not a sukkah, and it's within 20 amos, you might have passeled that gzera, somebody might put the schach above 20 amos. Kamash shalom, we don't make a gzera, but the rabbi says, vadai, the schach above 20 amos is schach passel. It's not just that it's not machshir, it's schach passel. And therefore, we don't make a gzera, but certainly in a case where you had that tzchach above 20 amos, the Ravid says if it would cancel out tzchach below it and make the lower sukkah chamasa mamitzilasa, so then the tzchach would in fact, then the lower sukkah would in fact be possible. So the bottom line again is that we paskin like Rava, that any sukkah above 20 amos, a gap between the floor and the ceiling, I don't think we're choshish for the Ravid Shita, doesn't matter how big the walls are, but any time there's a gap between the in the floor of the sukkah and the roof of the schach of the sukkah of more than 20 amos, no matter what the construction of the sukkah is, the sukkah is psula. The end. Morning.
So what I was trying to suggest yesterday was that last machlokas that we mentioned was consistent with the previous machlokas, because the Baal Mor holds that Rav Shita is that you can have schach above 20 amos as long as the floor is within 20 amos of the schach. So therefore, you can put the schach above 20 amos and then build up a platform so that that schach where it is still kasher. So therefore, that you can't call it schach puzzle because it still has the potential of being kasher.
May I have your permission to interrupt? So this is one of the critiques I have, and I mean this seriously methodologically. One of the places that this type of situation often fails is that the data is going to disprove you. What do I mean by that? You want to line up the Baal Amor Shita. What he's suggesting is the Baal Amor Shita. It works for the Baal. If all you have was the Baal Amor and the Ravid, you would be correct. You might be correct, because the Baal Amor says that as long who holds that tzchach about 20 amos is not inherently possible. You want to argue that just because the walls are above 20 amos, we don't really care. We just look at the gap between the two of them. And the Ravid holds that's inherently possible. So he believes that once the walls are so solid, so are that tall, so that creates the psul nesach. We could argue back and forth. Is there really a linkage between the two? There's really havatalia. But here's my problem. I'm going to show you Rishonim who split the difference. Right. In other words, I think that it's I think that the rift, for example, right? I think that, well, I have to find, the question is, can I find one Rishon who Befeirish has our Girsa, which is Rashi and so on, and at the same time would hold that the walls can be as tall as you want and as long as the gap between the floor and ceiling. In other words, let's say any Rishon who holds Vitzvah and who also has the Girsa in our Gemara. As we have it. So the
Rashi?
Yeah. We don't know, the problem is we don't know Rashi's psak on itztaba. Right? We don't, if we knew Rashi, you're still standing on a weak leg, but you're standing, because if the Rambam had quoted the case like Rashi, then it would be game over. But I think that most Rishonim have worked with Rashi's girsa, and yet, and probably paskin like Rava, and yet it have the case of itztaba. Right? So, you said what you said, good, and I'm presenting what I think will be what will break that link. In other words, Rishonim, you could say those Rishonim see differently, but it's certainly, if I can show you that there's a Rishon who holds a Vitzdaba, which is the Pashtus, because the Gemara says it, Paskins like Rava, and has Rashi's Girsa by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, which I don't believe is fundamentally a stretch, then it means that those Rishonim don't see any link between the two issues. Right? You would agree with that. So certainly, and I suspect that most Rishonim would agree with that position. If that's the case, it means just because you adopt one, most Rishonim don't assume you have to adopt the other. So the fact that the Ravid and the Baal Amor might line up may be coincidental, may not be halachah. But that would be the litmus test. My critique often will be, I found in Shurim, again, maybe these are Shurim given in Shul for Baal Avatim, is that, but I don't think it's just that. They'll link like three different machlokas. And the problem is that when you go and look, you see each one on its own could make sense as being totally upon the same chakira, except that when you look, you see that shitas cross in terms of what they hold. Noah, you're smiling.
Yeah, it's like classic, like the end of like a really great shiur, and everything is built up together, and then the Rebbe. He's like, oh, like this is the Shitatam, and you try it, and you see like Rashi Tosfot and this again, this again, all hold the exact same thing. But then like one person in the back who's like, no, but that doesn't make sense because Rashi, like Moed Katan, says this, and then restrict the whole thing.
Right. So that's the question, and but methodologically, that has to be your litmus test, and that's why I think sometimes, in other words. Many chakiras work very nicely and are very appealing within a limited set of data. When you look at the broader data, it can fall apart. Okay? That's why I like the chakira about tzchach pasul not is because the Raavad and the Balmor say it. Right? They, you know, kamat, they're explicit what they're arguing about, and it makes sense in its very limited context. Right? In other words, it has a very clean afkamina, and that's the explanation behind it. No?
A methodological question. We're not saying the reason behind this machloket is because there's a difference in the Girso. The difference in Girso is expressive of this machloket, correct?
Right. So it just means I think you're correct. It means, and as the Raavad, it goes like this. Assuming that these two, again, we don't know how the Girsos emerged. Either the Girsos emerged because in Bavel and two yeshivas there were two different views on it, and that hence they applied it differently. Rav Yirmiya. Alternatively, we had one version, and someone else mistakenly, or because they thought it was wrong, changed it. So at some point, the gear system obviously emerged from two different understandings. But the way that we shown them are working, again, it's a chicken-egg problem a little bit. They are working. I don't think the Balamor had another gear system. I don't know if the Raavad had multiple manuscripts in front of him and thought that this was wrong. But of course, the gear system certainly, however they emerge, reflect two different conceptual views. Absolutely. There's a difference between what is the Hesber versus what drives the Rishonim. They're not always Hava HaTalia. In other words, the Raavad and the Balamor might theoretically have both started with a blank slate, and they could have gone either way, and based upon the Gersa, they determine the fact. But undoubtedly, the sheet that you adopt will reflect, you know, and the Gersa, as it emerges, will reflect a particular view. Absolutely. Yes, Marty?
Does the Raavad on the Rambam say anything about his proskening like Rambam?
No, the Raavad gives the Rambam a grace of Yashikov for what? What did we say? We read it. It was in Dalet Chaf Beis, I think, or Hey Chaf Beis of Sukkah. I spent a lot of time looking at this. What?
You mentioned
Zeder. I wanted you to say it right. So the Raavad praises the Rambam.
Passing like Shmuel,
correct. That's what he. the Rambam. Here's the problem. The Rambam doesn't explicitly passing like Rava. How do I know that? I read the Rambam, but even I'm thinking about who points that out, that he doesn't explicitly postulate Rava, but he implicitly does. The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says the Rambam probably holds like that also, because he says that a sukkah about 20 amos is psula, and what doesn't he say? Anything else. He doesn't say if you build the panos to the schach, or if you make it dal amos. Mistama, the Rambam holds like the majority we've shown him, like the Balamor, like the Ritzkeos, like the Tur, and so on, that we pass it like Rabbah, right? So there's just, the Rambam is not, the Raavad can't be masik the Rambam because the Rambam doesn't say it beferish. I mean, he could have made a note that the Rambam should have said that, if, you know, in the fanus magis l'schach, but silence from the Raavad is a very, very, very weak argument in the Hasagos. It's a very weak argument. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Rabbi Sai, so you're well done.